Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Text line 913-576-7610. This is what started this current discussion that we're having on the show. C-Dot, I love you, man, but you're pissing me off trashing on Daniel Sorensen. I think the biggest issue on the defense is the defensive line. Now, I am on record of saying that, too. I mean, we put out an APB for Jaren Reed. We put an APB out on Jaren Reed. I've been crushing Jaren Reed for the last 3 weeks on this show. But I'm equal opportunity around here. Equal opportunity. Today, it's Daniel Sorensen's turn. I asked Rob why he thinks there's such a connection between this fan base and Daniel Sorensen. Daniel Sorensen has made some big plays in Chiefs history. There's no denying that. I don't know if they win the Houston game without Daniel Sorensen. His play on special teams was a big part of turning that game around and helping them advance in the playoffs. But all the arguments that people can make for Daniel Sorensen, I can make almost the exact same arguments for Christian Colon. And if we did a who's more popular in the city, Christian Colon or Daniel Sorensen, maybe we got to wait a couple of years to do that. We can't do that right now because, I mean, Daniel Sorensen's approval rating in the city ain't that high. But a lot more people would say that they like Daniel Sorensen. I don't really understand it. Rob, we got these two text messages, and maybe you can explain these for me. 913-576-7610. Common folks in this city just relate to Dirty Dan and his blue-collar demeanor. He puts the work in and off the field. Another texter. It's the Rudy effect with Daniel Sorensen. Everybody likes cheering for the little guy with the big heart with the middle-of-the-road talent. Now, I'm not going to say it, because y'all know if I say it, y'all going to get mad. But the common folks in this city relate to Daniel Sorensen and his blue-collar demeanor, and it's the Rudy effect for Daniel Sorensen? Y'all saying it. I didn't say that. That's why you like Daniel Sorensen. Blue-collar demeanor and Rudy effect sound like one thing to me, Rob. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. Maybe I ain't putting the right emphasis on the right words, but common folk in this city relate to Daniel Sorensen and his blue-collar demeanor, and it's the Rudy effect for Daniel Sorensen. Sound like y'all like him for one thing. That's what it sound like to me.
Is he a coach's son?
I have high football IQ.
Gym rat?
That's just what it sound like to me.
Watches, gets extra work in the film room. Scrappy?
That's what it sound like to me.
Surprisingly athletic?
Again, I did not say it. I'm just reading you the text from the text line. Y'all the people. I want to hear from the people on this. Again, I think we all have some appreciation for Daniel Sorensen and his place in Chiefs history. But tomorrow, if they announce that they release Daniel Sorensen, good. The game is the game at this point. You've been paid handsomely from the Kansas City Chiefs. And just because I want you off this year's team doesn't mean I don't appreciate you. Daniel Sorensen opens a restaurant down at the plaza. I'm happy to be the first one to go eat at that thing. I'm happy to shake that man's hand and say, Dan, you know what? You had a great career with the Kansas City Chiefs. Daniel Sorensen is going to be Bill Moss in like 10 years. You know, he's going to do some real estate. He's going to come on this radio show and be a guest. And we're all going to be happy to have Daniel Sorensen on this show. But it's over. It's over. We all know that it's over. You don't. You might not know that it's over. Buffalo told you that it's over.
Daniel Sorensen is if Boomer Grigsby played every down. That's what he is. Boomer Grigsby was all the same things. Surprisingly athletic, coach's son, scrappy, blue collar, work hard, so on and so forth. We have all the analogies for all the same things forever. except for Daniel Sorensen playing a championship team and starts now. He's Boomer Grigsby on the 2018 Chiefs. That's what he is.
I just, common folks in this city relate blue to Dan collar. Sorensen because of his blue collar demeanor. He puts the work in and off the field. It is the Rudy effect for Daniel Sorensen. Everybody likes cheering for the little guy with the big heart, with the middle of the road talent.
Hold on. They don't love cheering for everyone like that. There's one specific type of player they love cheering for like that.
Again, I didn't say it. I just want the text line to know I do. Because if I say it, y'all going to get mad. Y'all going to get mad. I'm just going to read your words. You can't get mad at me for reading what you said. I'm not going to say it.
I'm going to keep pushing you to the line to say it and then watch the text line explode.
I'm not going to say it. I'm just telling you. I'm just going to tell you what the people to say it. What the people. Someone said, damn, you just disrespected Bill Moss. I love Bill. You guys know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean when I say that Daniel Sorensen is going to be Bill Moss. I love Bill. I would never disrespect Bill. Phone line, 913-576-7610. Jeff, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, great show, guys. Hey, let me cook a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorensen, the Mormon missile, that dude's a dud, all right? He's like Savvy Pescatelli. That used to play for the Chiefs. Second of all, like I said, let me cook. Jaron Reed, he needs to clog up running lanes, not toilets. And Uzi Clark or Frank Mondesi needs to be cut due to his gun charges. That's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you, Jeff. I'm not gonna lie. Taking more phone calls have just really I'm upset we haven't been taking phone calls more. I enjoy them. I enjoy them. That was fun. I appreciated what he had to say. I don't know if I can really add much commentary to what he had to say, but it was fun. It was fun. Let's go back to the phone lines, 913-576-7610. Let's go to John. You called us to the drive. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Okay. Hey, quick. Yeah, I think we should have and can move beyond Dan. I think part of the reason why he's probably a name like here is that we give him nicknames like Dirty Dan, and fans like to like that. And yeah, you hey Dirty Dan, but I also think there's other players that we probably need to be a little bit more critical of that we're not. And I don't understand the reason why. I mean, this is our city and our town. We're going to be here a lot longer than they are, right? I've said it over the generations and that I've been here, right? And that starts with Mayhew. I think there was a play when the quarterback for the Bills, he was running into the end zone, and Mayhew, you know, he looks like he's faking out to miss him, if you saw it. But, you know, there's guys on our team that were not given the criticism that I think are due criticism, I guess because of their status or something, and then it becomes too late, and then you become a Dirty Dan. But that's my opinion on it. But I think Dirty Dan's time is probably gone from here.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I do have one quick question to ask, and I don't have the answer to this question, Rob. Maybe you have the answer to this question. Did Daniel Sorensen have the nickname before he got here, or was it something that Chiefs fans just bestowed upon him? Like, Billy Butler, Royals fans gave Billy Butler Country Breakfast. Like, he didn't come to us as Country Breakfast. That was the nickname that Royals fans gave him. Did Chiefs fans give him the nickname Dirty Dan? Where did that come from? Did Daniel Sorensen do something in a game that made him just worn a nickname? Like, I'm trying to think of the players in professional sports that have a nickname, you know, like Magic Johnson, you know, Chef Curry, you know, elite level guys. Daniel Sorensen might be the worst player that we've given a nickname to. Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode, you know? Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, you know? I'm trying to think of a player worse than Daniel Sorensen that we've given a nickname to.
I'm pretty sure, and we can double check on Monday, I'm pretty sure it was like 15 or 16. He had that pick six against Drew Brees, and Mitch on the call anointed him
Mitch
Dirty Dan
That's
Sorensen. So I don't know, it was fans, and you can double check. We'll have Mitch on Monday at 4 o'clock. But I'm pretty sure it was in that game. He had that pick six of Drew Brees. He said, Dirty Dan Sorensen.
So that's what it is, you think?
That's my guess.
Okay.
That's my hunch.
So we think that So we think that Mitch Holthus is the culprit for the Dirty Dan nickname. He has two nicknames. He's got Mormon Missile and Dirty Dan.
Is Mormon Missile actually his name? Who calls him the Mormon Missile?
Somebody. We just had Jeff just called him that. Jeff just called him the Mormon Missile. Now, okay. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. I still can't get over the common folks in this city love Daniel Sorensen because of his blue collar demeanor. I can't get over that. And he's the Rudy of the team. He's the Rudy. So that's what he has going for him. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it doesn't sound like your Rudy is going to be around here for much longer.
First of all, it's not about one guy. I mean, you started the question with it's an overall, we haven't been good. That's a true statement. That's reality. To focus on one person, I don't think is fair. Did Dan struggle a little bit last week? Yeah. In answer to your question about the more snaps and all that, we take, a guy has a starting position. We think he's been doing a good job with that. Sometimes when you have plays that to the eye of everybody in there look worse than other ones, nobody sees the plays that he's making when you're covering somebody and don't throw it there.
I think that Daniel Sorensen's time is numbered in the Chiefs starting lineup. I think that Sunday was one of those come to Jesus moments where you're going to have to make a choice. A change is going to have to be made. If you're expecting different results from this defense, you got to put different things into the equation. And continuing to trot Daniel Sorensen out there for 97% of the snaps, the way that this defense has done so far, I don't think can be the plan moving forward. I don't think that they're cutting Daniel Sorensen. I don't think that they are sending him to exile where he's just not going to play anymore. But he can't be on the field as frequently as he's been on the field the first five games of the season. And there has to be more of a transition to Juan Thornhill, in my opinion. Coming up on the other side, we have an update on the biggest story in Kansas City. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Some of you might be tired of this story, but I don't know if I'll ever be tired of this story. I don't know if there will come a point where there's an update on this story where I don't want to talk about it. Rob, you remember how for like a 3-month span, every time there was an update in the Tiger King story, we would talk about it. We would play Here Kitty Kitty, and it didn't matter if Carole Baskin was going on Dancing with the Stars or Jeff Lowe was in Paris. Like, I was going to update you on it because I felt like that was my responsibility. I will update you on this situation every time I can.
He's my old apprentice. I actually made him famous, gave him the name Red Extreme. I saw him come run up the stairs at me, and he had that look, I'm going to kill you. And so I tried to grab his jersey to stop him and talk to him, and he, like the movie Friday, he deboed me one punch, and I saw stars. And they took me to triage at Arrowhead, checked me out. I felt all right at the time, but then I didn't know I'd broke my ribs.
No, I didn't know that you broke your ribs either. So that was X Factor explaining what happened with it. And this is Red Extreme. So the guy who did the deboing, here's what he had to say about it.
Knocking that son of a gun out was the greatest thing that's ever happened for me. So I want to thank him for finally putting physical hands on me for that to occur. Dude, you never should have assaulted me, and you never would have gotten dropped.
So some of you guys may be wondering, why are you still talking about this? Well, we have an update to the story, Rob. Let me read you this. This is from X Factor's Instagram. Now, this is the first time in my life I have ever journeyed over to X Factor's Instagram. I didn't know that X Factor was on Instagram. You know how on the app, when you go to the Explore page, it then like lets you know what you like? This isn't content that I frequent on Instagram. That's not why I'm there. But this came up, so I have to share it with you guys. If I'm doing my job as a journalist, that's what I think of my, I'm a journalist. This is X Factor. As you may know, I was physically assaulted during Sunday night's game. I am now in critical condition and declining fast, having only a 10% chance of survival. Send up your prayers for the number one Chief Superman to pull through. Now, I want to touch this topic with the tenderness that a broadcaster of myself can do. But you can't tell me that that man's one punch is about to kill you, bro. I can't. I'm not buying it. I'm X Factor. We don't believe you. You need more people. You're telling me that the punch that you received at Arrowhead has you now on your deathbed. I mean, all of us have been punched in some scenario. Whether you were a kid and you got into a childhood skirmish, or maybe you were fighting as an adult, which we need to be figuring out why you're a 27-year-old man getting into physical altercations, but I'm not here to judge anybody. X Factor told us, Rob, that he is in critical condition and has a 10% chance of survival due to the injuries sustained in the fight. I don't want to laugh at this situation because maybe X Factor's telling the truth. And I would be really sad if that man passed away. I don't know that man. I don't know a whole lot about his backstory. But all the jokes that we've gotten off this week, if it ends with this man dying at the end of the story, I'm going to feel really bad about the energy that I've given this story. But he wants me to think that the one punch that he received from Arrowhead to the face now has my man knocking on the pearly gates? That's what X Factor wants us to believe.
You're right. I would feel obviously terrible if this man did pass about all the jokes we made on the show this week. But I have my skepticism, and I'm not a doctor, but on that Fox 4 news story, he's walking around outside. He then tells us, I have broken ribs, I have a broken ankle, and I lost some teeth. I don't know what I don't know because I'm not a doctor, but how does broken ankle, broken ribs, and lost teeth progress to 10% chance of life?
He said survive. He said, listen to this. I was physically, I just like how he put, as you may know. No, we know, brother. Oh, we know. We know that you got beat up. I was physically assaulted during Sunday night's game. I am now in critical condition, declining fast, and have only a 10% chance of survival. 10% chance. You telling me that man's punch is more serious than the Rona? 10%? X Factor, what hospital are you in? You are already in the scrubs. How did that punch to the face now make you take such a turn for the worse? I've now got a million questions. I now have a million questions to find out about this. So then I did a deep dive on his gram. Now, I didn't go too far back.
Oh,
deep
my God, the journalistic integrity here.
If I'm going to do this story, I got to do it right. That's my responsibility to you guys, is to be on top of this story. I then went back, and you remember when Drake and Meek Mill were in that beef, and then Drake posted like all the memes? X Factor has a TikTok of just all the memes people are making fun of him for getting beat up. You can't have one post with the memes of you getting beat up and then tell me that you're about to die. So I don't mean, maybe X Factor is telling the truth. And due to the injury sustained from the physical altercation, there's been some complications. But my man was taking selfies of his face on the gram. Those injuries didn't look like they was going to put you in the hospital, bro. Certainly not kill you. I'm starting to understand why that guy punched you now that I'm thinking about it more and more. I'm understanding why this man feels this way about knocking you out at the game.
Knocking that son of a gun out was the greatest thing that's ever happened for me. So I want to thank him for finally putting physical hands on me for that to occur. Dude, you never should have assaulted me, and you never would have gotten dropped.
I will say this. I don't know what's going to happen in X Factor's life, but he always gave us this.
It says that I'm a meth addict, which I'm a cocaine addict and alcoholic. Been clean for 4 years. He said I threw a water bottle at him, which I didn't. And I flipped my car a week ago Tuesday. So it's been a wild week.
It's been a crazy week for you, X Factor, but it's all right. You'll bounce back like Jesus did.
This makes me stronger. Jesus, you know, Jesus was persecuted. I'll come back fighting.
He's going to come back fighting. He's going to come back fighting, he said. Blessings to X Factor. And I hope that he's able to pull through. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in just a bit, but I really want to talk about this story for just the smidgens. Yesterday, Kyrie Irving had an Instagram Live. Maybe you guys are unaware of the story. Because Brooklyn is in New York, there is a mandate for you to be vaccinated in order to play in home games. Every member of the Brooklyn Nets is vaccinated, but Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, now, per his team, is not going to practice, is not going to play until he receives at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. He has decided that that's not what he's going to do. People are asking, why? There are less than 15 players in the NBA who are unvaccinated. Kyrie went on Instagram Live to communicate why he is not vaccinated. Here's what he said.
Don't believe that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm going to give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that shit, man. Like really be aware of what's being said before I even get a chance to be on the podium and speak for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these people saying all these things about what's going on with me, and it's just not true. Pay attention to what's going on out in the real world. You know, people are losing their jobs to these mandates. People are having to make choices with their own lives, which I respect. You know, and I don't want to sit here and play on people's emotions either. Just use logic. You know, what would you do? You know, if you felt uncomfortable going into the season when you were promised that you would have exemptions, or that you didn't have to be forced to get the vaccine. You know, this wasn't an issue before the season started. This wasn't something that I foresaw coming, where I prepared for it. And, you know, I had a chance to strategize on what was going to be best for me and my family. I came into the season thinking that I was just going to be able to play ball.
We're not going to spend too much time on this because I know how you guys feel about the NBA. And based on that only half of Kansas City is vaccinated, I think that tells us how some of you feel about the vaccine. I'll say this regarding Kyrie Irving. I don't have any issue with Kyrie Irving's choice. None. I made the choice to get vaccinated for me and my family. I can't tell another grown man, another grown woman, another grown person how they should live their life. If Kyrie Irving doesn't want to get vaccinated, then he certainly does not have to. I don't have any issue with his choice. I respect his decision. That's part of being an adult. That's part of being an American. But sometimes in these conversations, we think that that freedom doesn't come at a cost. It does come at a cost. You can't play NBA basketball this year without doing this. So at some point, it becomes a choice. You might not like the two decisions that you have, but you are making the choice to not be vaccinated. They're telling you the rules to go play. I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to things. You tell me what I need to do, and I'll figure out the best way to try to win the game. Just be honest. Be straightforward. Be transparent. Tell me the rules, and I'll figure it out. The NBA has told you the rules. You can go play. You can go do everything that you were doing pre-COVID. You just got to take one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Kyrie Irving has made the choice to not be vaccinated. That's perfectly fine. But my issue with Kyrie Irving is he is trying to spin this like he is a martyr. Rob, you remember, and I'm not comparing Kyrie to this, but I think the analogy will make sense. Do you remember on the People versus O.J. Simpson at the very end of the series, there is the man who plays Chris Darden and the man who plays Johnny Cochran, and they are having a conversation at the end of the show. And Johnny Cochran tells Chris Darden no hard feelings. And Chris Darden looks at Johnny Cochran and says, "You did not advance the cause for black people here." Just because OJ got off of this one thing, it has not made the justice system more fair for black people. All you showed them is that you can get a rich person off in Brentwood. I want to apply that same message to Kyrie Irving. The stance that you are taking does not help anybody else. It is not further anybody else's cause. You are not the voice for anybody else. You are not a martyr for the vaccine cause. You are making that decision for you. And ultimately, everybody has to make that decision for themselves. So I have no issue with what Kyrie Irving is doing. If you don't want to be vaccinated, bro, don't go get vaccinated. Well, then you're just not going to play basketball anymore. And if you're cool with that, I'm cool with it. But you are not Muhammad Ali. You are not a voice for the voiceless. You are a person who doesn't want to be vaccinated. You are not some social hero here. You are not furthering any cause. That's my message to Kyrie Irving. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Let's put a quick bow on this Kyrie Irving discussion. I don't want to spend too much time on it. Text line 913-576-7610. My stance on Kyrie is pretty simple. These are the rules. You're choosing to not follow the rules. That's perfectly fine. But you are not a martyr because of that. Someone on the text line says, I disagree. I think it's going to take more people of prominence speaking out against these fascist mandates. I am against people being forced out of work if they choose not to. Someone else said, come on, Carrington, no government should be able to keep a person from making a living. New York is doing to Kyrie by saying you can't play in the city. Someone else said, you guys have a platform to spread the truth, but instead you promote people getting vaccinated without stating the facts. You are able to make the decision for yourself. I made the decision to get vaccinated. I'm not going to say I don't care if you get vaccinated because I care very deeply if you get vaccinated, but I can't make you go get vaccinated. I can tell you why I made the decision and why I think it's important. But ultimately, it comes down to you making the decision for yourself. I don't have any issue with Kyrie Irving making that decision for himself. He is a grown man. And if this is important enough to Kyrie Irving to sacrifice $200 million to do that, then my boy have at it. I will not waste any amount of sleep or time or any of that on Kyrie Irving making the decision. But if you're looking at the person who told us a couple of years ago and argued it vehemently that the earth is flat, and now this is the person that is the voice for you on this subject, that just seems very misguided to me. That person is your hero now. My issue with Kyrie is Kyrie looks at himself like he's Martin Luther King or looks at himself like he's Gandhi. You're Kanye West with the layup package. And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. You are not the voice for anybody at all. So you can make whatever decision that you want to make. I could tell you why I think your decision's wrong, but that's your decision to make. But I always say this, that we tell kids certain things and then we argue against it as adults. We tell kids all the time, well, sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do. The NBA has given you a choice. Your employer has given you a choice. You can choose either way. If you don't want to work there anymore, then don't work there anymore. He's not a slave to the Brooklyn Nets. They're still going to pay him. Kyrie Irving is going to get paid for all the road games because he's eligible to play in those road games. He's still going to make $20 million by not working this year. He's not a victim. So if you don't want to play, then don't play. But then don't tell me that you're doing this for the Southwest people that aren't. Well, then pay for their salary then. That's really making a difference, but you doing this, you're not moving the needle any. I think he sounds goofy, to be completely honest with you about it. Let's move on and talk about the NFL. Rob, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Washington football team. I wrote down 4 teams, Rob, that I think are hopeless. There's some teams that are bad, for example. The Jets are a bad team, right? But they just spent a top 3 pick on a quarterback. There's some hope that with time, you continue to draft, you just got a new head coach, you can turn things around, right? Jacksonville, terrible football team. You got the best quarterback prospect in the last 10 years. That's a good foundation for hope in moving forward. Whenever Urban Meyer resigns, probably around week 12, that job will be very desirable to somebody. You get the right coach. You continue to draft well. You can turn things around. You should not have lost hope if you were a Jaguars fan. I don't really know if there's a lot of hope in Washington. Washington isn't bad enough where they're going to pick top 5 in the NFL draft. This year, if they were looking for a quarterback, what quarterback would you want to draft out of this crop in college football? Is there anybody that you think can step in day one and help you? I don't think there's any of those guys right now. I don't think there's any quarterback that you think from day one can step in and move the needle for your franchise. You're probably going to sign another retread quarterback if you're Washington. Maybe you get lucky and you get Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe you get lucky and Derek Carr is on the board. But we think that Green Bay could potentially trade a quarterback inside the NFC? I don't think so. Maybe we think they get Deshaun Watson, but if those are the things that you're gambling on to give your organization hope, you're hopeless. These are the four franchises I think are hopeless, Rob. Houston, Washington, Detroit, and Atlanta. Those are the four. Now, the Lions are a little bit of an interesting case because they got the first round picks that in theory they can do something, but they're also the Lions. Like, I mean, history is going to tell us that they're probably not going to do anything with those draft picks, and they'll probably continue to be terrible because they're the Lions. Atlanta's in a really weird spot because I think they're just stuck with Matt Ryan's contract. Like, if you want to talk about the team that really should have drafted Justin Fields, it was them. He grew up in Georgia. He then went to college at Georgia. It made all the sense in the world for them to draft Justin Fields this year, but they can't. For him to sit behind Matt Ryan for at least the next two seasons as his contract is just a huge anchor on everything that they do. Those are the four teams I think don't have hope. I think it's Houston, Washington, Detroit, or Atlanta. I think those are the four teams in the NFL that don't have hope.
Let me add two more teams there. And I think one of them is going to get your eyebrows raised. The first one's the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos have a lot of talent. They don't have a quarterback. They look like they're going to win enough games this year where you're not going to be in a position to draft a quarterback. And you're probably going to win enough games where you're not going to be in a position where you can have the most premium asset to trade for a Rodgers or a Watson. You're kind of stuck. You're in no man's land. Your roster is talented, sans the one position you need, and you really can't go get the one position you need, and Teddy Bridgewater types are Band-Aids on broken legs. I think they are hopeless. The other team? Miami Dolphins. If you, and I know you are a Tua done, you're out on Tua. I don't think they are out on Tua. Their defense has regressed. They're up against the cap because they spent like wildfire hoping that they would have money to make moves, and Tua's not that guy. But you don't give up on Tua after 2 years, so you keep hoping he becomes the guy. I think Miami is also hopeless, and you're in a division with a team that made the best coach of all time and a team that we think maybe is the best in the NFL and could presumably be that team for the foreseeable future. I would add Miami, and I would add Denver to your list.
Okay, this is why I'm not going to add either one of those teams to the list. I think those teams have a realistic chance of getting another quarterback to fix things. Like, if you were Miami and at the end of the season you really want to move on from Tua, right? Injury-wise, it's not working out. Health-wise, it's not working out. You're going to have Tua and two first-round picks next year to really be a player to go out and make a trade, to really make a move. So whether that's you try to go get Aaron Rodgers, whether that's you try to go get Deshaun Watson, but any quarterback that's available next offseason, Miami has a very realistic chance of going to get that player. Any quarterback that's available, because they have one asset that's valuable in Tua, like he's a valuable asset in some extent, and two first-round picks next year. They're in a much different situation than Atlanta is. Much different situation than Washington is. Like, Washington doesn't really have an asset that they can give you, and they also don't have the draft pick compensation to go make that trade. Someone said, what about the Giants? The Giants have two first-round picks next year. So the Giants can really make a play for Deshaun Watson. If you don't have two first-round picks next year, I don't think it's realistic to think you can get Rodgers or Deshaun Watson next season. You've got to have at least two to me to make it realistic. The Giants have two. Denver has picks. Miami has picks. So that's why I think there's some hope. Now, I'm not putting them high on the scale of hope. They just narrowly missed this list. But that's why I have the four. Houston does not have a plan for what their next quarterback is going to be. Do not have any plan. Do you know who the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans is going to be next season?
I don't know who's going to be this week.
great point.
They drafted Davis Mills, but who cares?
And with Houston, it's beyond just the quarterback situation. You have no hope in who their head coach is, no hope in the people that run the organization. That's a terrible place. Washington, I like their head coach. I like some of their talent. There just isn't a path to get you competitive at the most important position. I think we're already starting to see that Taylor Heineke is turning into a pumpkin. And he's a high-end backup quarterback, but that guy probably can't be your starter. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we know exactly what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. The Lions are the Lions. In Atlanta, they're just locked under Matt Ryan's contract for at least another season and a half. So that's why I have them on this list.
I do think your point's valid about the draft picks, and you can get away from Tua if you so choose with Miami. The one thing I would put Miami on this list is they, as they currently sit, and I know the cap is flexible and you can massage it and et cetera, they only have $2 million in cap space right now. They spent like bananas hoping that they could keep Tua healthy, surround him with weapons, and they would be a team. They've done that. They don't have the quarterback anymore. They spent like wildfire without any of the rewards. And for whatever, for Deshaun Watson's legal issues aside, one thing he carries when he shows up, if he does show up, whatever roster he shows up at, is a huge cap number. When he got signed, it was right after Mahomes. It wasn't $500 million like Mahomes, but it wasn't like chump change. He's going to carry a big cap hit wherever he goes. I don't know the Dolphins can take on a Watson or even a Rodgers. They don't have the cap space. I know Kansas State loves to tell me how the cap is fake. Well, this year on the Chiefs should prove to you the cap isn't fake because the Chiefs have no money and their team stinks because of it. So I think the Dolphins need to be in the hopeless category because they spent money hoping they'd be good. They stink. They have no more money and they don't have the quarterback. And now I have questions about the coach because their defense has regressed so hard.
You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Another thing about Washington, maybe this analogy will fall flat on people's head, but you remember last year, a couple years ago, whenever Drake and Pusha T were in a rap beef. They were sending songs back and forth, and Pusha sent a bombshell diss to Drake. Bombshell diss, right? Bombshell diss. And then right after that, Degrassi, they made their reunion, right? Drake was on this very popular show, Degrassi. He finally did the Degrassi reunion episode. So for like a week or so, you kind of forgot about the diss that he was in because you were happy to see it. Washington just did that exact same thing with the Sean Taylor reveal. Sean Taylor, now I am not a Washington football team fan by any means, but he's probably what, one of the five, maybe 10 most popular players to ever play for that organization. Sean Taylor's been dead for a while, right? It's not like this just happened this offseason and it took them a little bit of time to get everything together and it just now finally came together. I think they have been holding the Sean Taylor jersey retirement in their back pocket waiting for the right PR moment. Things ain't going so hot in the PR stratosphere right now for the Washington football team. I'm imagining in Washington, they ain't even talking about the football game yet. Maybe they'll get to that tomorrow. But your owner is sending nudes to John Gruden. Your owner is the editor for ESPN Stories. Your owner was having conversations with John Gruden in which he was calling the commissioner of the NFL a homophobic slur. You got bigger issues than figuring out how you're going to stop Travis Kelce. Stopping Travis Kelce is small change to what you're dealing with right now. Small change. You got way bigger issues, way bigger fish to fry, so to speak. So you know what they've done, Rob? They've been holding that Sean Taylor jersey presentation in their back pocket, waiting for the right break in case of emergency moment. When the block was so hot, when the media intensity was so hot, hey, guess what we're going to do? We're going to retire Sean Taylor's jersey. They've been waiting. They've been holding it in their back pocket for this long. That's what they've been doing. So I'm happy that they did this. I'm happy that they are deciding to pay respects to one of their great players and one of the best defensive players we've seen in the last like 15 or 20 years or so. Like Sean Taylor was a very dynamic player and very, very fun to watch. But the fact that they announced this on a Thursday before a Sunday noon game, and they have had probably their worst PR week since before they changed the name, leads me to believe that there is a greater play at hand here than them wanting to show respect to the life and career of Sean Taylor.
This is 100%. Not only it's like the Degrassi analogy, this is like page one of the Washington football team playbook, the Dan Snyder playbook on how we handle bad PR. You'll remember this cheerleader story is not new. there was a lot of grossness with Dan Snyder, big-time investors, boat trips, and the cheerleaders. It was gross. It was disgusting. The Washington Post did a huge expose. What happened? We're changing the name. We're no longer the Redskins. Look over here. Look right hand has something shiny. You forget about left hand being gross. Everyone applauded them. Oh, you did the right thing. You're no longer the Redskins. Good job. Several weeks later, allegations of sexual misconduct continue to arise in the Dan Snyder front office because, of course, they arise in the Dan Snyder front office. You know what he did? He named his wife co-CEO. One of the first co-CEOs in female history in the NFL. Whoa, look at this. Good for me. Look at right hand. Something shiny. Don't look at left hand. Don't worry about the sexual misconduct in town. We're sweep that on the rug. And this week, yet again, we find Dan Snyder and the Washington football team having a terrible PR week because of the same issue they've had for 2 years because they're sickos with their cheerleaders on a boat trip. And you know what they do? One of the best players that ever came here who tragically passed too young, we're finally going to honor him. It's honestly so obvious what they're doing. I can't see how anyone doesn't see through it. I feel bad for Sean Taylor's family that they have to go to a ceremony in this capacity that won't be at full strength because it's a PR stunt. And I really hate that a good player who could have been a great player in the league is now a PR stunt for a disgusting owner.
913-576-7610. They might have the new name reveal in their back pocket, too. I ain't going to lie to you. I want them to keep the Washington football team name. At this point, I've come to like it. I've come to love and enjoy it. I've come to appreciate them being called the Washington football team. I don't want them to just be the Washington Redhawks or the Washington Spiders here next season. I hope that they decide to keep the name. I like the name the Washington football team. I like calling them the football team. I don't want them to change the name, Rob. I've decided that. I've felt that way for about a year now, but we could talk about it now that they're actually playing that team on Sunday. I want them to keep being called the Washington football team. I actually like it.
I like it too. I like soccer. It's really hard for me to be European soccer snob and then be like, you have to have a team nickname. I can't be both. I can't be like, wow, Sporting Kansas City is a cool name. My favorite club is Chelsea, but Washington has to have a mascot. No, I can't be both. So keep the football team. Doesn't bother me at all. Kansas City might be one day KCFC. It wouldn't bother me. I'd be like, oh, the Kansas City Football Club. Cool. None of that would bother me. I'm a bad barometer for the team name game.
No, that's fair. Rob, so we have like 1 minute left in this segment, and I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really have anything to talk about, and I don't want to start a new topic to just take a break here in a minute. So I'll just do this to pass the time.
You know what? It's like I'm 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case. Trying to help find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase. Chevy, it's getting kind of heavy. Relevant, celibate, dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping and safe, flipping for pay. Tripping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, full blunts like Khalifa just put the weed in this J.
We should have got another minute. I didn't have any more. I mean, I did, but I didn't, you know?
No, you had more. You just hung
out to dry. I always got something to talk about, but I only had a minute left. We got a break. So I was just like, hey, what can I do for a minute to pass the time? You have this thing. It's called Rob Breakup Song. What is this? You have a breakup song?
That's from the Frank Clark thing, right?
Oh, let's just play it. Let's just find out. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink. Okay. All right. I was curious. I don't think you were singing Carrie Underwood. That would have been wild if that's what you were doing. Coming back on the other side, we'll stop making fun of Rob, but it's fun, though.
You know what? It's like I'm 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case. Trying to help find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase. Chevy, it's getting kind of heavy. Relevant, celibate, dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping and safe, flipping for pay. Tripping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, full blunts like Khalifa just put the weed in this J.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.